Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Open forum today. A little bit surprising, a little bit unusual on Wednesday to do an open forum, but it's open forum today. And if you are in possession of a question about the Catholic faith, about Catholic people, maybe about morals, maybe about philosophy, maybe about the Bible, maybe about the sacraments, you're welcome to call. That number is 888-318-7884. We are, as of this moment, exactly halfway through our quarterly pledge drive, and so I won't be giving out that number a lot this hour. Might want to jot it down if you've got a question you'd like to ask. 888-318-7884. I am Cy Kellett, your host, and here to answer questions this hour and to help me as we try to continue our way through this pledge drive. Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers, the professor of the first class of the Catholic Answers School of Apologetics, and the author of...
Oh, I thought you were going to say a first-class professor, but...
I'm sure that's also the case. Had I been on my game, I would have. And also the author of a brand new and very popular book, The Bible is a Catholic Book. Hello, Jimmy.
Hey, how you doing, Cy?
I am very well.
So the good news is last hour we made our matching challenge.
Yay.
And it was close. It happened in the gap between the 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's those last-minute donations really helped. But we have... a new matching challenge to announce. For this hour of the show, we have a matching challenge of $15,000. So every dollar you donate up to $15,000, and you're welcome to donate $15,000 if you want.
right ahead.
Will be matched by the generosity of other donors. And so it's very important we hear from you. I see we have now a bunch of lines open. So now is a great time to call. The number to call is 888. So it's absolutely free to you. 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and make your donation safely and securely online. It is also a mobile responsive site, so you can just use your phone or your tablet. You don't have to be at a computer. Any mobile device you have will work. So the number again is 888-291-8000, and you can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Now, Cy, one of the things that we do to give people an extra incentive to give is we have certain thank you gifts like to send them for their generosity. What can you tell us about those?
If you can make a recurring pledge of $18 a month or more, we're able to send you the brand new book from Father Donald Calloway, Consecration to St. Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. But not just that book, we're also able to send you the brand new, kind of exciting, somewhat controversial new book, From the Depths of Our Hearts, by Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah. Both of those books have been made available to us by their publisher, so we can send them to you if you are able to make a monthly pledge of $18 a month or more. Now, maybe you're one of those people who's especially blessed and $45 a month won't hurt too much, and you're able to do that. $45 a month pledge or more. We'll send you those two books, but we'll also send you the 5-DVD set called Salvation, New Life in Christ, all about salvation, as you might have guessed from Professor Michael Barber at the Augustine Institute. The Augustine Institute just does beautiful work with their DVDs, and we'd love to send you the set. It comes with a workbook, and that's if you're able to make a pledge of $45 a month or more, or if you can do a one-time gift of $500 or more. And don't forget, all of that is matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. So if you make your, I'm just going to round it off to $20 a month pledge, that by the end of the year, when you are finished fulfilling that pledge, will be $240 to us. But our donors know you're good for it, so they give us the match right away. Immediately, that $240 comes to us. So again, 888-291-8000, the number to call. Lines are beginning to fill up. I see at least four open right now. And when you call that number, you're talking to somebody on the staff here. Say hello. Ask them who they are, what they do. They'd love to talk with you. Or if you need to get done with this quickly, you can just tell them that. Can we go as quick as we can? Maybe you're pulled over to the side of the road. They'll get you through, 60, 90 seconds, and you'll be done. 888-291-8000, or once again, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
So since we have the lines filling up, why don't we reward people by answering a question or two?
All right. Let's go to Logan in Boise, Idaho, listening on Salt and Light Radio. Logan, your question for Jimmy.
Hey, guys. Jimmy, a lot of Protestants tend to refer to the Greek of Petros and Petros when referring to Peter as the rock.
Mm-hmm.
And then in my experience, apologetically, it was also, you know, Catholic can go back to like the Aramaic of what Jesus would have said. But when we look at like the Eucharist and how we, you know, and looking at the Greek of how Jesus said something like trogo or phaga and like for eat and munch and whatnot, is it a double standard to like lean on the Greek for the Eucharist but not lean on the Greek for Peter as the rock? Can you reconcile that for me?
Well, sure. So one of the things that there are several different things that are relevant here. In the case of Peter being the rock, there is a difference between the two Greek words, Petra and Petros. One of them is feminine, the other is masculine. And that's something that our Protestant friends sometimes seize on. Not all of them. Some of them recognize that, yeah, Peter's the rock. They're perfectly comfortable recognizing that. But some of them don't. And some of them will try to say, aha, the fact that we have this difference in gender means that these words aren't referring to the same thing. And one of the things that biblical scholars have discerned, not just Catholic biblical scholars, but all biblical scholars, is that in that you can sometimes clarify the meaning of a text by looking at what the original underlying language would have been if it's a translated text. And this is something that's recognized by scholars in all disciplines. If a text in one language, if it's a translation and it's ambiguous or you're uncertain what it means in translation, look at the original to clarify it. You know, I do that all the time. If I'm reading a document in English, let's say it's a church document, and I want to make sure I understand precisely what is being said, I'll check the Latin original, you know. And in the same way, when you're looking at a Greek text and you know there's an underlying Aramaic, if there's a dispute about what does this Greek text mean, if you can reasonably establish the underlying Aramaic, you know, what would have been behind this in the original language, then do so. And scholars on both sides of the confessional aisle, both Protestant and Catholic, have acknowledged that Jesus would have used the term kepha in both places, and that helps shed light on the Greek. But it's brought in as an auxiliary to clarify something that's under dispute. In the case of John's Gospel is very clearly written in Greek, and it also is influenced by Greek style in a way that's different than Matthew's Gospel. John, like a lot of authors in the ancient world, paraphrases Jesus because they didn't have tape recorders back in the day. And they didn't have stenographers following you around. And so in writing his gospel, John knew Jesus's thought intimately. And he, as long as he was preserving Jesus's meaning, he understood that under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he was free to paraphrase Jesus, to put what Jesus meant in his own words. And so it is legitimate to appeal to John's Greek and to the meaning of individual verbs in Greek like munch or chew in understanding the meaning of the text of John. Now, if we had confidence that we knew what the Aramaic for that passage was, you know, what Jesus would have originally said, by all means, we would want to appeal to that too as additional supporting evidence. So, however, in this case, it's not as clear. In the case of Matthew, it's virtually all scholars agree what the Aramaic would have been. But in the case of John's gospel, I'm not aware of any similar consensus. But if we had access to, yeah, this is exactly what would have been said in Aramaic, absolutely we'd want to look at that.
Thank you so much for that call. We appreciate it. And there are, if you're on the line, don't go anywhere. We got pretty full lines. We're going to try to get to everybody if we can because it's open forum today.
We have full question lines.
Full question lines,
really open donation lines.
And we are in the midst. We are just past the halfway mark of our quarterly fundraising campaign. The way it works here at Catholic Answers Live is that in order to be financed for the next 3 months, we got to come and ask you for the money. We don't have that kind of money just squirreled away. We got to ask you for the money to pay for the, you know, the lights and the equipment and for the salaries of the people who work here in order to keep making this show. We do it on a very constrained budget. We try not to waste anybody's money. We don't have lots of the fancy things they got in the, you know, the big secular radio stations, but it does cost money. And so in order to do that, we need to come to you and ask you for your help. And that's what we're doing right now. A very generous donor has made available a $15,000 match this hour. So if any pledge that you make, any donation that you give at 888-291-8000 is going to be matched dollar for dollar up to $15,000. And right now, almost everyone in the building here is on the lines, ready to take your calls, and only two lines are occupied. So perfect time to fill up the those lines and make your pledge, 888-291-8000. You may have noticed that we have a matching pledge each hour, or we kind of have a goal for each hour, and we have been very blessed to make our goal each hour for the first 3 hours of this pledge. But there's six hours.
It was close.
Yeah, Nick, it was very close last hour, and the way we have those set up is if we make our goal for each hour, if we make the pledge amount that we need for that hour, we're going to be fully funded for the next 3 months. So we got a lot of work to do this hour. 888-291-8000.
And want to say thank you to people who have been donating. Julianne in Houston, Texas has donated $207.50. Ruby Thompson has donated $20. Sandra Gordon has donated $500. So she'll be getting that special extra set of premiums that we mentioned earlier. Want to thank everybody who's donating. The number again to call is 888-291-8000. And you can donate safely and securely at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And by the way, if you're in another part of the world, if you're not in North America and it's not as easy to dial a North American telephone number, that website will work for you no matter where you are. You could be in Asia, you could be in Africa, you could be in Europe, you could be in Latin America, wherever you could be in Antarctica, or you could be in the International Space Station because they have internet access up there.
Probably so, better than Antarctica, yeah. I'm guessing.
So wherever you are, you can help Catholic Answers Live stay on the air and help all of the work of Catholic Answers by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Also, want to mention that you can do that 24/7, even if you're not listening live. If you're one of our podcast listeners, and I know we have thousands of podcast listeners, if you're not listening to the show live right now, no matter what time of day or night it is, you can still go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and donate online.
888-291-8000, the number here. Everyone in the building everybody in the building, they've stopped doing their other work, and they're ready to take calls. You're going to be talking with people who are right here in the building with us. They are all our coworkers, our friends, our colleagues, but they're picking up the phones to help us out. Would you make use of that? Because really, the lines are not filling up right now. We are less than half full as far as our lines go right now. And we have a $15,000 match this hour, $15,000 dollar for dollar match. So if you pledge $10, that will be $20 to us. If you pledge $100, it'll be $200 to us. If you are one of those fortunate people who can do $1,000 or $2,000, every dollar of that will be match. A very generous man in Pennsylvania last hour got us over the top as we were coming near the end of the hour with a $2,500 gift, and we're very, very, very grateful for that.
And we may need larger gifts this hour, too, because we have over $10,000 left to go on this hour's challenge.
888-291-8000. 888-291-8000. I'm going to leave it in your hands. I know you'll fill up those lines because we do have callers who want to ask Jimmy questions, and I don't want to neglect our regular work that we do here. But I will encourage you because more than half the lines are open right now, and put our friends and colleagues to work. 888-291-8000.
Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Cy Kellett, Chris Check, Carlo Broussard. Our on-fire lineup of speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker for your event, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
Let's go to Nicholas on Long Island, New York, watching on YouTube Live. Nicholas, thanks for joining us. Your question for Jimmy.
Jimmy, how you doing?
Doing okay.
good to finally talk to you. You've been helping me a lot with my faith, so thank you for that.
Oh, thank you.
My question is, so I get in a lot of debates with Protestants, and one of the biggest struggles I get is when I'm talking about unity in the church, I talk about how a lot of the apostles agreed on the same thing. Mm-hmm. And they go to Peter immediately and they say how Paul condemned Peter for promoting circumcision, that it must be done. But I was talking to a priest and he said that when they had that argument, it was nothing about circumcision. It was about him eating with the Jews and the Gentiles. Mm-hmm. So I like to just get some clarity on what the scandal that Paul was trying to prevent Peter from committing that was happening in like Galatians 2.
Okay. So at the time, there was a dispute in some parts of the church about whether or not you had to become a Jew in order to be a Christian. And there were some people who took a position where they said, not only should you, but you must if you want to be saved. And this is, there's a parallel to this text that's in Acts 15, if you want to read about it. The people who were saying this, and there were others who might say, well, maybe you don't have to be saved, but you really should anyway. Otherwise, you're not a real Christian. You're just some kind of second-class Christian. And so they had had this meeting in Acts 15 where they concluded, based on prior revelation that God had given to Peter through the Holy Spirit in Acts 10, that it is not necessary for Gentiles to be circumcised in order to be Christians. And then Paul, and they wrote a letter, and they sent it to Antioch, which is one of the places where this dispute had broken out. And then Paul and Barnabas went to Antioch and took the letter along with some confirming witnesses. And then later on, Peter came to Antioch. Now, while Peter was in Antioch, he, like Paul, enjoyed table fellowship with the Gentiles. He would eat with them. He would eat meals with them. And this was something that traditionally Jews would not do, because Gentiles were ritually unclean, and to eat with Gentiles would imply things about Gentiles that were kind of taboo to Jews. And so Jews classically would not eat with Gentiles. But Peter realized all the way back in Acts 10 that Gentiles are acceptable to God. And he thus received them into the church. He received the household of Cornelius. But come early Galatians 2, he's following that same principle. But then certain individuals came from Jerusalem who were associated with James the Just. And these people had more rigorous Jewish sensibilities. Now, James the Just himself had said at the Council of Acts 15 that Gentiles don't need to be circumcised. James acknowledged that. But that didn't mean that everyone who was associated with him felt that it was okay for Jews to eat with Gentiles, because that's not one of the questions that was dealt with at the Acts 15 council. And so these people who were associated with James came down and they thought that Jews should not eat with Gentiles. Even if Gentiles are Christians and even if they can be saved, you still shouldn't be eating with them because they're unclean. And Peter didn't believe that. But in order to avoid another fight breaking out, he said, you know, I'll just not eat with the Gentiles right now while these guys are here. And that's what Paul was upset about, because Paul is looking at things from the Gentiles' point of view. And so if you're a Gentile and Peter's been eating with you and then he stops, what does that say? And in light of this recent controversy, it could signal maybe Peter's rethinking this. Maybe I should get circumcised. Maybe I do need to be saved after all. And that message is what Paul is concerned to combat. He was afraid that Peter was undermining Peter's own message by his behavior of ceasing to eat with the Gentiles. Now, having said that, Paul clearly thought Peter was wrong. He probably did not win this argument, though, in the church in Antioch, because if he had won it, he would go on to say, and everyone agreed with me. And even Peter changed his behavior and went back to eating with Gentiles.
Right.
You know, but he doesn't say that. So he probably actually lost this argument. Paul also, if you read further in Acts, actually it's in Acts 16, Paul was willing to accommodate Jewish sensibilities too, because even just after they've had the Acts 15 council and said Gentiles don't need to be circumcised, he meets Timothy on his next missionary journey in Asia. He meets Timothy, and Timothy's not circumcised. His mother was Jewish, but his father was Greek, and Timothy was not circumcised, and Paul circumcised him anyway to let Timothy have greater evangelistic access to Jews. So Paul himself was willing to do things like circumcise an adult in order to accommodate Jewish sensibilities for purposes of evangelization. So really, Peter and Paul were both willing to use this principle of accommodating Jewish sensibilities. They were just applying the principle differently, and that's what the dispute was about. Neither one of them thought Gentiles need to be circumcised. That was something that Peter had gotten straight about in Acts chapter 10, years before this happened. But there was a question of how far do we accommodate Jewish sensibilities and in what circumstances should we do that?
Thank you so much for that call. We appreciate that, Nicholas. It is open forum today. Jimmy Akin is our guest. Jimmy is senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. And lots more questions to get to, but I'm going to take just a couple minutes of your time to ask you for your support of the work we do here at Catholic Answers Live. We rely completely on you. I mean, the work is impossible without you. It really is. I mean, it's a partnership thing. We do this together, or it doesn't get done. We're trying to be fully funded for the next 3 months. We only come to you once every 3 months. We only do so for 6 hours out of our programming, and we only take a part of those 6 hours to ask you for your help. And thus far, folks have been very, very generous with us. That model has worked for years and years, and we hope it will continue to. It allows us to continue to keep doing our work even as we're raising funds. But in order to continue to do that, we need you to pick up the phone and call. We have a $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. We are not close to using it up so far. We've got a long way to go. It looks likely that we will need some of those folks who are able to do those larger donations, those $500 donations, those $1,000 donations. Even last hour, a gentleman gave us $2,500 at the top of the hour to get us over the top. But we're going to need everybody. And so if you are able to make those larger donations, 888-291-8000 is the number. But we're also going to need folks who can make those $1, $2, $5, $10 pledges because all of it is matched up to $15,000, and we're in need. We need all hands on deck here for this hour. We've made all of our matches thus far. That's very, very good news. It has gotten to be a struggle a little bit the last couple hours, but I have confidence we can make it if you'll pick up the phone and make use of the opportunity to use up that match money, 888-291-8000.
And this is a great time to pick up the phone because we're going to be going into a break, and that means, you know, we're not going to be answering questions for the next few moments because we have to let stations do station identification and so forth. So now is a great time to call. We've got lots of lines open just for you. The number is 888-291-8000. That's 888-291-8000. You can donate during the break and you'll be done before the break is even over. So it's a wonderful time to call. We have lots of people just waiting to talk to you. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com and do that during the break. One of the things, Si, that we often talk about is the biblical basis for giving, because the Bible actually has quite a bit to say, both Old Testament and New Testament, about giving to support God's work. One of the things that St. Paul says, and he actually says it on more than one occasion, he says it both in Romans and in Galatians, is that God will reward people with eternal life when they do good work. And he specifically in Galatians applies that to giving, to sharing one's material resources with the one who preaches God's word. And so if you're learning God's word from Catholic Answers, then please do use the resources that God has blessed you with materially to help support this work so it can continue to bless not only you, but people all around the planet, because we have listeners everywhere. I mean, it's fascinating sometimes when you look at the IP codes of people who are listening and on the podcast, and they're all over the world. So you are helping evangelize the entire world by supporting the work of Catholic Answers. Please do go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or call 888-291-8000. St. Paul says that, you know, if we spend our money just on ourselves, he says, for those who sow to the flesh, from the flesh you'll reap corruption. But those who sow to the Spirit, and in context, he's talking about giving to support the teaching of God's Word. Those who sow to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap a harvest of eternal life. So your generosity will not only benefit you and others in this life, it'll also benefit you in the next for the rest of eternity.
888-291-8000. We'll be away just for a couple minutes. When we come back, I'll describe again the gifts that we have if you can become a recurring donor. Maybe you can just, if you're inclined to make a $25 per month pledge or $30, $40, $50 a month pledge. I'll tell you about the gifts when we come back. 888-291-8000.
Will you do us a favor right now? Clear your mind of all other thoughts and reflect for just a moment on how Catholic Answers Live has made a difference in your life. Has our broadcast made your afternoon commute more meaningful? Perhaps you've learned how to explain the faith to family or friends in a more vibrant, convincing way. Something you heard here may have been just the thing you needed to look into joining or returning to the Catholic faith. All of these are serious reasons to be thankful, first and foremost to God, but also to all who have financially made it possible for us to air the show each day. Believe me, our gratitude could not be deeper. And we're coming to you today during our quarterly membership drive, asking you to join the ranks of the great people whose gifts and sacrifices have helped to turn around countless lives over the years, and very possibly helped make an eternal difference for many of them. Think about that for a moment. That's what your prayers and donations to Catholic Answers Live are doing. What a tremendous opportunity is being presented to you right now. Please, don't let it pass you by. Call 888-291-8000 or visit CatholicAnswersRadio.com and let one of our fast, friendly customer service team members take your pledge. Large or small, it doesn't matter. What matters is that you call right now. Again, it's 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. We're offering some great appreciation gifts that are sure to deepen your faith life even more. But what's best is you'll have the confidence that when you turn your radio on tomorrow or next week or 12 days from now, we'll be here, boldly and charitably presenting the truth to a world that's searching for precisely that. Your pledge is vital to keeping Catholic Answers Live on the air. Will you make the call today to 888-291-8000 or donate securely online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com? Thank you so much in advance. Give now at CatholicAnswersRadio.com or 888-291-8000. God bless you.
This is Dr. David Anders. Does the problem of evil keep you from believing in God?
Join us for Call to Communion tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern.
Now, back to Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm Cy Kellett, your host. And in studio with me, Jimmy Akin, senior apologist here at Catholic Answers. It's open forum, and we're going to continue taking calls for open forum. But I'll ask you one more time before I do to please consider picking up the phone and giving a call to 888-291-8000. We have a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match, a $15,000 dollar-for-dollar match. That means if you give $5, it's going to be $10. If you give $100, it's going to be $200. And we really need some help to use it up before the top of the hour, this hour. 888-291-8000 is the number. I'll tell you what, we got a very nice call the other day. I just want to share it with you. I found it very inspiring myself. I hope that this will inspire you. And also, if you've given already, maybe take this as a thank you for what you have done in supporting Catholic Answers Live.
I just really wanted to share today that it was through this program when I was randomly driving home from work one day and my radio station just happened to find Salt and Light here in Boise and Catholic Answers was playing. And it was through that program, Your Apostolate, that I was able to begin in investigating the Catholic faith again. And, you know, for me, Catholic Answers is such a place in my heart because I've returned to the faith through Catholic Answers and the Holy Spirit. But not only that, but my wife is now going through RCIA. My stepdaughter is now in the RCIC program. And we're having a baby in December that you better believe is going to be baptized. And beyond that, I'm going through the application process now to enroll at Holy Apostles College for a graduate degree in theology. And I just wanted to share that with everybody listening right now. I think it's so often we give to organizations where we know we're doing good, but it's tough to put a face or to put something tangible to that. And I just wanted to share with everybody that I am, you know, one of the many fruits that's coming from the Catholic Answers ministry. I'm eternally grateful. I, you know, hold it back to you just to say thank you for everything you're doing. And I just want to really encourage people listening to pick up the phone, to give $25 a month. You know, you'll hardly miss it. That's a couple lunches, you know, less during the work week. But it's changing lives. It's changed not only my life, my whole family's, and I'm forever grateful for it.
888-291-8000. One of the great joys of getting to work here, I'm sure that you find this as well, Jimmy, is when people communicate like that with us.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
Tell us those kinds of things.
And it also illustrates something else, which is the impact that Catholic Answers and its work has on folks who aren't even Catholic or who may have gotten away from the church. And Catholic Answers brings people to the church. It brings people back to the church. They recognize the value of the work that's being done. And one of the things that we occasionally mention is the fact that there are non-Catholics who support the program financially.
Yes.
And right. If you're a Catholic and you're not donating, think about the fact that there are even non-Catholics who recognize enough value in the show that they support it financially. You know, just think about that and think about whether you might be able to help out also. The number to call is 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. You can also go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And we have folks who are donating. Tim in Pawleys Island, South Carolina has donated $50. Ginny Lee in Kansas has donated $260. Davis in Texas has donated $50. Sri Krishna, that's a great name. Sri Krishna in Illinois has donated $200. Cynthia in Ohio has donated $360. And no matter what amount you can afford, you can donate by going to CatholicAnswersRadio.com or by calling 888-291-8000. We have lots of folks who are standing by to take your call. They are Catholic Answers employees. They put aside the other things that they were working on today just so they can be available to take your call. And they're waiting now at 888-291-8000.
Long way to go in just the next 27 minutes, but we can do it with your help. 888-291-8000. Up next with a question, Anonymous. I don't have a location for you. Anonymous, are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
You have a question for
can
Jimmy?
You hear me okay?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead. Your question for Jimmy.
Wonderful. Well, first off, I just wanted to say that Jimmy and Cy, both of you guys, and of course Tim and Trent, all of you guys at Catholic Answers have been a great help in my spiritual walk. So I do appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you for saying so.
So my question is, I've been listening to Catholic Answers for quite some time now. And
Anonymous, could you speak directly into the phone? I'm having a little trouble hearing.
Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that. So my question is, in the catechism, and also I've heard from you guys many times, in terms of salvation, I'm a little confused. I know in Scripture it says that the only way to salvation, the only way to heaven is through Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard many times, though, that it says that from you guys that if someone has not heard the gospel, that they, it's not on because they haven't heard it, that they may not be damned, I guess, to hell or
right.
otherwise. And so
you want to know how to square those.
But do what? I'm sorry.
You know, you want to know how to square those two facts, that Christ is the only way to God, and also that it's possible for people who haven't heard of Christ to be saved. Is that right?
So I know I grew up in the Protestant church, and mm-hmm. I was basically grown up to believe that if, no matter what, somebody does not receive Jesus Christ, that they will not enter heaven. Mm-hmm. I guess there's kind of no mercy in that, I guess, but in the same spectrum that, because I guess that in full scripture, that's kind of what it says. Although God does have mercy on us, and he can do what he wants.
Anonymous, so. I'm going to let Jimmy give you the Catholic view, and we'll see if that
yeah.
satisfies you. Because
and this has been not just the Catholic view in recent years, but down through history, there has been a recognition, and it's varied in its level of awareness, but there's been a recognition that there are going to be people who are in heaven who didn't know about Jesus Christ. Obvious case, all of the people who lived before Jesus Christ. You know, there are people who yeah. who died, let's say, just 5 years before the incarnation, and they were Jewish and they worshiped God, and they're going to be in heaven. So the fact that they didn't accept Jesus Christ during their earthly lives is not going to stop them from going to heaven. But how is it that they're forgiven of their sins? It's still because of Jesus Christ. It's his death on the cross that paid for their sins, because as the author of Hebrews says, the blood of bulls and goats could never take away sin. And so consequently, for those people who did not know before Christ about, you know, Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah and I need to put my faith in him and his death, they didn't know that, but still it was Christ who saved them. So he is the only way to the Father. But if through no fault of your own, you don't know about him or don't embrace his message, then you can still receive the benefit of salvation through him. You won't know it's through him until you get to the afterlife and find out, oh, that was how.
Yeah.
Wow, thanks.
Yeah.
but it's still possible for you to be saved through him. And just like that would happen to Jews who died just before the incarnation, it would also happen for Jews who died after the incarnation, but the word of God never got to them fast enough. Because there were people who died in AD 35, you know, 2 years after the crucifixion, but they're way over in Spain or something, and the gospel didn't reach them before they died. So, you know, they were still Jews, they still worshiped God, they still were trying to, you know, do what God wanted, and they were cooperating with his grace in their lives, and they're also going to be saved even though it's after the death of Christ. They're still going to be saved through the death of Christ. And if that applies to Jews both before Christ and after Christ who didn't know about him innocently, it's going to apply to everybody who didn't know about him innocently. Because anybody who wants to do the right thing and wants to cooperate with divine grace, is if they're otherwise ignorant of God and his will, then it's possible for them to be saved. And there are even hints about this in Scripture itself. For example, in Romans, Paul talks about how God's law is written on the heart of Gentiles whose thoughts alternately accuse them, may alternately accuse them or excuse them on the day of judgment. So you may have Gentiles who on the day of judgment, it's like, okay, their conscience will end up excusing them at the divine judgment, because even though they may have committed sins, they repented of them and they otherwise cooperated with the grace that they had.
That they knew, yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Anonymous. I gotta say, I'm growing a little anxious. It'll pass, I know it'll pass, but a little anxious because most of the lines are open and we are still a long way away from using up our $15,000 dollar for dollar match this hour. If you could call 888-291-8000 and make your pledge right now, you will move us that much closer to making full use of that $15,000 dollar for dollar match. 888-291-8000. All but two lines available right now. Everybody in the building awaiting your call. 888-291-8000. Or if you prefer to do it online, safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com.
And we want to say thank you to the people who are donating, including Rebecca from Missouri, Shemine from California, Richard from Washington, another Richard from Michigan, Paul from Georgia, Dan from Illinois, Margie, from Colorado, who has donated $1,000. And thank you so much, Margie. We're going to need not only yours, but several more similar donations this hour if we're going to meet our matching goal of $15,000 by the end of the hour. So thank you so much. You're helping us on the way.
888-291-8000, the number. Some of those recurring pledges, I will say it again, really are helpful. Don't forget that when you make a recurring pledge, say you say, you know what, I could do $20 a month. Well, that recurring pledge is going to be matched completely right now. Over the course of the year, your pledge will be worth $240, and we're very grateful for it. But this donor who's making the match available this hour will match your pledge immediately, $240 immediately to us. That's why we really try to encourage recurring donations if you can do it. And one of the ways we do encourage that is by partnering with some publishers who make their books available to us to say thank you to you. Donald Calloway, Father Donald Calloway, who so many people know, such a magnificent spiritual teacher, has a brand new book out called Consecration to Saint Joseph, The Wonders of Our Spiritual Father. If you can pledge $18 a month or more, we'll send you that. But not only that, we'll also send you From the Depths of Our Hearts from Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI and Cardinal Sarah, 888-291-8000.
And that book has attracted a lot of attention recently. There was kind of a controversy about it, but anything Cardinal Sarah writes is worth reading, but especially anything that the former Pope Benedict writes is worth reading. He's a marvelous communicator. He's extraordinarily gifted. And one of my big hopes when he resigned was that he would continue to write, because I personally have benefited so much from his writings. I'm very much looking forward to seeing what he has to say in From the Depths of Our Hearts. And as the title itself tells you, it's obviously something he feels very strongly about.
And Clifford from Texas, just this moment, made a $50 per month pledge. And so in addition to the two books, we'll be able to send Clifford, because at $45 a month or more, we're able to also include this wonderful DVD set from Augustine Institute, from Professor Michael Barber. It's called Salvation, New Life in Christ. If you'd like to understand what the church has to say about salvation, you can watch these six DVDs. You'll also get the study guide. We'll send it all out to you if you can make a monthly pledge of $45 a month or more. So Clifford, thank you very, very much for that recurring pledge. If we could fill the lines up now with recurring pledges, I feel like we could make this match. I'm not sure that we will, but I feel there's a good possibility we can do it.
With your help, we can.
Or maybe there's a person who can make that $1,000, $2,000, $4,000, or $5,000 pledge. As I mentioned before, last hour, we were just by the skin of our teeth not going to make it. Somebody came through with a gift of $2,500 that put us over that $20,000 match last hour. Maybe we'll need your help to do that this hour if you are one of those people who is especially blessed and can do that. 888-291-8000. We don't want to stop going to callers who have questions for Jimmy. We want to keep answering questions about the faith. That's what they do. But I did want to share our urgency with you that we have lots of lines that need filling up right now. 888-291-8000, or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. And if you go over there to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, that will be included in the match as well, as long as you are able to do that this hour. 888-291-8000. Or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Up next, Kevin in New Hampshire. Is there room for you to move there in New Hampshire, Kevin, or are you just overrun with presidential candidates right now? Kevin?
I'm not seeing a Kevin in New Hampshire.
Oh, hello.
Okay. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. Oh. Who we got on the line here with us?
Oh, hey, sorry, I didn't realize it was my turn. Hey, I'm David.
Hi, David. We're happy to have you. You're on the air with Jimmy Akin. Your question, please.
Yeah, sure. So I'm not a Catholic, but I was reading an article not too long ago and kind of maybe kind of humorous in a way, but in a way not funny. It's the headline is Greenlaw accidentally pleased to Eldron from Lord of the Rings, though she was thinking that she was praying to St. Anthony. So the question is, in the Catholic faith, did she do something morally wrong by praying to quote unquote, the wrong image.
Okay, so she had a statue of Elrond from Lord of the Rings. He's the like elf king, right?
Yes. And she thought it was Saint Anthony.
And she thought it was Saint Anthony and asked Saint Anthony for his intercession. Well, it's kind of like, you know, when you're online.
Great question.
Well, he asked the right guy.
Yeah.
When you, because this is right up my alley. You know, when you're online and
yes.
you are, let's say you're on Facebook or Twitter, and they'll have a little, people will have a little avatar of themselves. You know, and sometimes it's a picture of them and sometimes it's a dog or sometimes it's a character from a movie or something like that.
Right.
Well, if you're interacting with that person, even if you got the wrong avatar, that person still knows you're talking to them.
Yeah.
And in the same way, if you've got a statue of Elrond that you think is St. Anthony and you ask St. Anthony for his intercession, St. Anthony knows that you're talking to him even though you got the wrong avatar. And from a Catholic point of view, at least from the point of view of the standard view in Catholic theology, we can actually have a lot of confidence about that because the saints, unlike God, are not omniscient. They don't know everything. But God is omniscient. And according to the standard interpretation in Catholic theology, it's God himself who lets a saint know when someone would like that saint's intercession. So God is kind of like the internet hub of heaven, routing messages to people. So,
that got routed to St. Anthony.
Internet analogy continues. God himself knows you're wanting St. Anthony's intercession, and regardless of the avatar you're using for St. Anthony on earth, God will make sure that St. Anthony knows that you want him to pray for you.
Thank you, David. Sorry, I got you confused with another caller. It does not work the other way, however. If you see a statue of St. Anthony and you pray to Elrond,
Elrond will not answer.
No one there to answer. So maybe St. Anthony, just out of an abundance of charity, would answer. Thank you so much to those who have been calling and filling the lines. 888-291-8000. Who?
J.R.R. Tolkien.
Oh, Tolkien. If you pray to
He was the one who imagined it. He's the one responsible for all those statues.
Oh, it's nice to think of Tolkien in heaven. I hope and pray that that is the case because, oh, man, he made my eighth grade year so happy by writing Lord of the Rings. I hope he has an eternal reward just for that. Let's still go to another caller because you have been generous in calling, and I'm hoping we can use up our full $15,000 match. There's two lines open right now, 888-291-8000.
I also want to mention, you know, David mentioned he's a non-Catholic, and that's another example of how the work of Catholic Answers Live and the work of Catholic Answers broadly is able to get the Catholic message out to people who aren't Catholic. They're curious about the faith. They have questions about the faith. And it's your generosity that enables us to answer those questions for them. So by all means, while we take the next call, give us a call at 888-291-8000. Once again, it's 888-291-8000. We're still several thousand dollars away from being able to meet our matching challenge this hour. So we do need your help.
Let's go now to a question from Eric in Virginia, listening on the Catholic Answers Live app. Let me just make a quick pitch here, Eric, before I put you on with Jimmy. That Catholic Answers Live app, that's another thing that our donors make possible. People all over the world download that onto their phone so that they can listen. And you, by picking up the phone and calling 888-291-8000 and making your pledge, make that possible. Eric, thanks for downloading the app onto your phone. Your question for Jimmy.
Yes, Jimmy. I'm wondering if the penance that my priest assigns after absolution, if that is always sufficient to remove the temporal debt that I owe,
mm-hmm.
or is it possible that it may not be sufficient and that even if I fulfill the penance, I may still have more debt that I need to take care of in purgatory? Somewhat stemming from, you know, just the fact that a lot of the penances feel somewhat light compared to the gravity of the guilt or sin that I feel like that I may have committed.
We should remember the purpose of the temporal consequences that remain even after we've been forgiven for a sin. The purpose is to help us grow closer to God. The author of Hebrews compares them to the discipline that parents give their children so that their children can learn to do the right thing. And that's really the same function that these penances have. They're to help us grow closer to God, to help us grow in righteousness and holiness. And you're right, they are frequently quite light. But we're in God's hands. And if a particular penance is not enough to help us learn our lesson, God will help us learn our lesson some other way, either by directly giving us grace that helps heal us, or by having us go through a life experience or an experience in purgatory that will help us achieve the holiness we need. What we shouldn't do is scruple about it. One thing that people should not be doing is, you know, worrying about, oh, maybe that penance wasn't enough. Maybe I better do 50 more. Not healthy. That's not going to help you grow closer to God. So you want to do the penance that you're assigned, and you can do penance in a more general way, but I wouldn't try to start self-assigning penances for particular things in this way, especially without the benefit of a spiritual director. But ultimately, as long as we repent of our sins and we cooperate with God's grace, we know He loves us and He'll get us where we need to be eventually. So I would say just trust Him and don't scruple about it, and just put yourself in His hands.
Thank you so much for entrusting us with that call, Eric. Call anytime. I'm looking at the clock, three or 4 minutes or something left, and a couple $1,000 to go. If you are a person who can get us over that hump, I'm going to tell you, look, we got hundreds of radio stations around the country. We've got outlets all over the world for people to, we can't even list all the places where this show is available. And over the course of the last 2 days, 376 people have called to pledge their support. So please don't think that there's thousands and thousands of other people calling and we don't need you. We need you. 376 people. That's about the number of stations we're on.
I was just going to say, we've got about that number of stations. So that's like one person per station has called.
Let's get it up to two in the next 4 minutes. Can we? Because we've got a ways to go to use up this match. It's a $15,000 match. If we make this match, we're on a good glide path to tomorrow to wrap this up and have a successful pledge drive for this quarter and be able to continue to broadcast and do what we do for the next quarter. 888-291-8000 is the number. 888-291-8000. If you come upon, right now there's lines open, so you'll be all right. But if you happen to get a busy signal, you can keep trying because we'll stay here for a while. Or you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com, safe and secure online.
And you can do that even after the program because that's available to you 24/7. And if you donate overnight, that'll still go towards helping this hour's matching challenge. So by all means, do go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Like I said, I mentioned it earlier in the show, St. Paul specifically applies the principle of giving to eternal life and the rewards that you get in eternal life. And as he said, if you sow to the Spirit, which in context is giving to support the teaching of God's word like we do here on the show, if you sow to the Spirit, you will from the Spirit reap a harvest of eternal life. He also, in Romans 2, he fleshes that out a little more, talking about how by perseverance in doing good, we will reap a harvest of glory, honor, and immortality. So if you want glory, honor, and immortality, by all means, sow to the Spirit and reap that harvest of eternal life. We really need your help.
If you are that person who is especially blessed who can make that $1,000 or $2,000 gift right now, if it's a $2,000 gift, you're going to put us over the top because we are exactly, the last I looked, $2,000 away from where we need to be to make that match. Just dial 888-291-8000. I'll also let you know, if you're one of those people who wants to maybe put up some match money for tomorrow, you can call that same number and ask for Chris Check because, as you know, some very... Well, they must be very well blessed donors to be able to give us this much money as a match, but the match makes all the difference for us. So you too could pick up the phone and call, give Chris a call. He'll make sure that your money is put to the absolute best use it can be as a match. 888-291-8000.
And this is a great time to call because we're at the end of the hour, so you're not going to miss anything, and we're going to have people staying here to take your call for as long as the phones keep ringing. So by all means, give us a call, 888-291-8000. It's going to take just a moment or two to make your donation, and then you'll be on your way doing whatever you may be doing, whether it's driving, making dinner, surfing the internet. It'll only take a few moments.
Praying to St. Elrond.
Praying to St. Elrond. The number again is 888 888- 201-800-291-8000. Or if you're listening after the show, you can go to CatholicAnswersRadio.com from your mobile device, your computer, whatever it may be.
We're so grateful to everybody who has picked up that phone and called. We're up to 382 people who have supported us this pledge drive. We're going to need, the truth is, we're going to need about double that in order to make our overall goal by tomorrow. So more the merrier right now. 888-291-8000 or safe and secure online at CatholicAnswersRadio.com. If you can make that $1 pledge, it'll be doubled to $2. If you can make that $10 pledge, it'll be doubled to $20. $100 is $200. And I'll tell you what, if you're one of those people who's got $1,000, $2,000, yesterday somebody gave us $5,000 near the end. Maybe you're that person. If you can, and God has blessed you in that way, we promise we will take that money and we will turn it around into sharing the good news about Jesus Christ, his sacraments, his church, and his love for every single person. 888-291-8000 or CatholicAnswersRadio.com. Thank you, Jimmy.
Thank you, Si.
We'll see you tomorrow, God willing, on Catholic Answers Live.